T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, the final Friday of each and every month, we honor a local Central Virginia law enforcement officer. We bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. And I am so happy to tell you that this month's honoree brings a lot of history, an amazing experience as a police officer. Captain Brian Cook from the Henrico County Police Division is joining us. Captain, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Captain, you have been on the job, if I understand it correctly, for 30 years.
A little over 30, 32 and a half.
32 and a half, but who's counting? I got you.
I am.
So, Captain, tell me a little bit, as we look at law enforcement in 2019, and don't ask me to do the math, but whatever it was 32 and a half years ago when you came on the job, I've got to imagine it's changed a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Came on June 24th, 1987. But you also interviewed Lieutenant Price a couple months ago, I believe.
Yeah.
He had 48 years.
Yes.
So hasn't transpired that much since I've been there compared to his tenure.
But you have, to put it mildly, a law enforcement heritage.
Yes, sir, I do.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, my dad, Stuart Cook, went on Richmond Police Department in 1965. And I watched him progress through the ranks up to deputy chief. And I had an opportunity after high school to go to college part-time and went to J. Sergeant Reynolds, took some law enforcement classes, and got hired in 1987. He stayed in Richmond a couple more years after that, and then he had an opportunity to go to Hanover as a sheriff. He spent 25 years in Richmond and moved on to Hanover and spent 20 years out there. So he almost topped Price.
Almost. Well, the people of Hanover County, of course, still talk about Sheriff Cook and the professionalism that he really instilled in that agency. And he's still, as you know, I mean, still throughout Hanover County, he's a legend.
I think so. I mean, you know, I've been, like I said, a little over 32 years in law enforcement. Been to many places, met a lot of good people, met some really good people, and a lot of good people talk about the game, but as far as I'm concerned, he is a game.
There you go. Captain Brian Cook is joining us with the Henrico County Police Division. We are honoring him this month with our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. So talk a little bit in brass tacks here about what has changed. Because 32 and a half years ago, when you come on to the Henrico County Police Division, not only is the police operation very different, the county itself is different.
There's a lot of things. I mean,
yeah.
When I came on, we drove a Plymouth Fury and a 1985 Dodge Diplomat.
Okay.
So we've moved on to the police Interceptor and the Ford Explorer, you know, some of which are four-wheel drive.
Right.
And stuff like that. So the vehicles have changed. The technology had no radios in the car as far as AM FM goes.
Okay.
So you had just your portable radio for calls for service. And now, you know, they pretty much got everything. We got computers and camera systems and stuff like that. So everything is just, the technology has advanced so far, and the better equipment that we have. And Henrico has really done a great job of keeping us in front of everybody else with the equipment and advancements that we've made. So pretty proud of that.
And that is something that comes up a lot when I talk with other law enforcement officers from other jurisdictions. They look at Henrico County and say, this is a county that really is standing with the police division.
Yes, sir. They do.
Yeah.
The police and fire.
Yeah.
So they take care of both of us.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, although I still believe that everybody who goes out and does the job in this day and age is underpaid, woefully underpaid. You don't have to comment. I'm saying that. And I'd love to see better compensation, but I'd love to see better compensation for every law enforcement officer in America. One of the things that came up in this particular note, and I will tell you, Captain Cook, that we heard from a number of people who thought you would be a great Blue Friday honoree. But the one that puts you over the top comes from a young man who's graduating from VMI in 2021, and you may or may not have some passing familiarity with a guy named Tyler Cook.
I do. Did he get me?
He got you. He's the one. He's the one. Now, he's not the only one, but it was his that really put us over the top and said, okay, we want to talk to this Captain Cook character.
I'm going to have to get him. I'm sure Kyle and Amy may have had something to do with that as well.
Well, you know, he talked a little bit about your devotion, and he talked not just about your devotion to law enforcement, but honestly, devotion to the community, devotion to the family, and the fact that you have, over the years, you have worked a second job to make ends a little bit better for everybody, right?
Yes, sir, I have. Just one of those things. Law enforcement's a good career.
Yeah.
It's a quality career. You'll have an honest living, but in order to do or have anything extra in life, you're going to have to work the extra jobs to make ends meet and to be able to afford the family the things that you feel that they deserve. And, you know, I've been fortunate throughout my whole life. I've got a great family. You know, my brother and sister still live within a couple hundred yards of me.
Oh, wow.
Parents are still there within a couple hundred yards. And just been a tight family-oriented group. And in order to do the things that we wanted to do and enjoy life, you've had to work the extra jobs. And fortunately, and you know, I guess I'm pretty proud that he saw that after all these years. And I know Kyle, he's 27. He had an opportunity to go to Vietnam last October, and he teaches English over there. So he's halfway around the world. So pretty proud of him. And then, you know, Tyler, he's 20, is a second classman at VMI, and he'll graduate in May 2021. And, you know, pretty proud of him and what he's done to step his game up. He's joined the Army National Guard, so he's going to do the reserves while he's in college and after. And hopefully he will make the right decisions and come out and have a successful career and not have to work as hard as I have.
Well, okay. Is there a chance that he perhaps follows in the family path here and becomes a law a law enforcement officer of some type?
I have advised him that, maybe the federal part may be a better than local.
Okay.
But, you know, it's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to come out and he's doing civil engineering. And he's going to have to make that decision.
Fair enough. I can't make
it for him. And, you know, like I say, if you enjoy your job, it's like you've never even had a job in your whole life. So
that's true. That's true. Tell me a little bit about the folks who are coming on the job today, because every law enforcement professional I speak with invariably says, boy, we got a tough time finding people in this day and age. You know, it used to be to have thousands of people showing up every time there was an exam given, and now, you know, it's just a tougher job to fill.
Well, I don't think it's that the quality applicants aren't there. I think it has to do with there's so many other jobs out there that you don't have the quality applicants for.
Fair enough.
And we, as a local agency, are fighting over private industry, federal jobs,
right?
Military. Everybody's looking for good quality candidates.
Right.
And they're just not there. Even in the labor parts of construction, plumbing, HVAC, electrical, it's hard to find good applicants that really want to work and have a career.
Yeah.
So and like I said, we're fighting over for the same people.
Absolutely.
And I think the field is getting smaller.
I would agree with you. Now, I do want to know, because Tyler mentioned this, the tile work. Exactly what are you tiling?
He told you that too, didn't he?
He did. I'm telling you. You wait till the stuff that comes up. No, he did. He mentioned that was your your second job to keep everybody going.
Me and a good buddy of mine, Sean Hoy, he retired after 25 years. He just retired last July. And probably about 20 years ago, he had done kitchen and bath remodels in New York City before he came down.
Okay.
And him and I were working in a robber unit together, and we started doing some side jobs doing tile work. And I enjoyed it, became a hobby of mine. And, you know, through the years, I'll probably do maybe 4 or 5 bathrooms a year.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and it's just a word of mouth.
Yeah.
Family, friends, customers that you did a good job for, and they call you back.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just one of those things. I try not to overdo it, but it's fun. It occupies your time, and it beats sitting in a police car guarding a building or watching a road or doing traffic direction to supplement your income.
I understand. So tell me now, you're a captain with the Henrico County Police Division, and you oversee the communications unit, right?
No, sir. Moved on from there. Moved on. I'm in the West Station precinct now.
Okay.
102 officers.
Wow.
18 sergeants and 7 lieutenants.
Wow.
So it's
that's a
big
heck of an assignment.
It's a big group. Enjoy it. Stays busy. If you want to know, the West Station moves from the railroad tracks right along Staples Mill Road.
Okay.
All the way to the James River, and from Goochland and Hanover County all the way down to the city of Richmond.
That's a pretty sizable jurisdiction right
yes,
there.
Sir.
Yeah. Wow. So you are staying busy is what we're saying.
More than I want to some days.
So with 32 and a half years, you referenced Lieutenant Price a couple of moments ago. He finally stepped away after almost 50 years. 32 and a half years, are you thinking at any point I want to go fishing? Or are you thinking, nah, I got one or two more things I need to do here?
I don't know on that one. I don't know. It's good, and yeah. I'm still enjoying it. So as long as I'm enjoying it, you know, why go anywhere?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, he's got another year and a half of school.
Right.
So you got to keep working to pay for that.
I understand. Well, again, I want to tell you that there were so many folks who sent us emails and notes about you. And all of them talking about your professionalism, your involvement in the community, not just as a police officer, but just as a neighbor, as a friend, somebody that people run into on a regular basis, and they always described Brian Cook as a go-to guy, as a guy who would help them. And so it was, as I said, it was Tyler, however, who really pushed us over the edge to say, this is our guy this month.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and like I said, he's a good kid. Both my boys are really good kids, and enjoy both of them, and I'm trying to teach them everything I've done, and I hope some of that's worn off on them.
Oh, I think it has.
But I'll turn this around on you a little bit. I've read your letter several times that you wrote to Julia on her 15th birthday.
Well, thank you.
And that was a very impressive letter. Just wanted to compliment you on that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to have to show you pictures. You're not going to get out of here without seeing a bunch of pictures.
Well, I'm going to look at them.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, I want to tell you that in addition to just paying tribute to you and the sacrifices that you've made to continue as part of the Henrico County Police Division, and again, sometimes people don't fully understand that we hire people to be law enforcement officers. They have families, they have community involvements, and sometimes it's not the easiest thing to stay with the profession, right? I mean, there's a lot of pressure, and there are a lot of challenges. But 32 and a half years that you've devoted to this community, and you've made this community better, that is the real reason that you're our honoree.
Well, I hope I've made it better with my tenure and things that I've been able to accomplish through the career. But I just try to do what I think is best, and I tried to raise my kids the best I could, and I got that all from my parents,
of course.
Like I said, it starts at home, and had a great family growing up, and you know, we've been taught right from wrong, and we've been punished accordingly.
I'll bet. I will bet. Well, Captain, number one, congratulations for being this month's recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. We have a gift bag we're going to present to you, which includes a whole bunch of cool stuff. It's from our friends at CMA's Colonial Chevrolet. It includes, among other things, a $100 gift card. You're not going to retire on that. I mean, I know that's not putting you over the edge. A free meal, thanks to our friends Craig and Maria Briggs over at Mission Barbecue right here in the West End. And then I'm happy to say in the last couple of months, we have begun adding these thin blue line bracelets. Now, these are made by Emily Morrissey. And Emily is a young lady, lives down in Chesterfield. She has CP and a couple of other challenges, but what she discovered during her therapy sessions is that she has a real talent for and a love for making these bracelets. So she now makes these thin blue line bracelets for all of our Blue Friday honorees, and so we're gonna give you one of those, and hopefully you will wear it with pride.
I will. Thank you very much. I see you got yours on.
Absolutely. I always do. Well, congratulations again. Captain Brian Cook from the Henrico County Police Division is this month's Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honoree. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.